Rangers Rambles.
Everyone, we are back on the air once more to bring you the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me once more is none other than my co-host, Avera.
Hey, what's up, guys? Orange Doggo bad.
Oh, yeah, I do so love how you drew artwork for on the Raiders.
Oh, thanks.
You're 10
yeah.
times more.
That's one of like five, but I think that's the best one. And I did send Foxler all five images, and I think he just liked that one the best. So I'm okay with that.
I know. It's all good. Joining us up next, Beowulf.
Yes, sir. Jackal of all trades, master of nothing, like usual.
Looks like you're going to be out because you're going to have the con, you know.
The con is happening. Like, it's basically, like...
Back to back.
Next time I'll even be available to be on one of these is 3 weeks.
Oh, actually, The next time we're going to literally hold the show just for you.
Oh, man, special time for the Jackal.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey. But that's a little trade secret, though. But anyway, shouldn't disclose that. Joining us up, after being away from the show for a long time, Noble...
Sup?
I know you haven't been on for a while, but hey, glad to see you back again.
Timing.
And joining us in for the first time ever, the Fulfy Dragon.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, why not, since you've kind of said hi, I probably should have just told you, hey, just give yourself a little bit of a formal introduction and, you know, tell us a little interesting fact about yourself.
All right. I have been a furry for about 7 to 8 years at this point. I also work on music and am currently in production for a new album, which hopefully will work out wonderfully. And I'm also the newest admin for the Raiders admin team.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, it is.
Yes, you're doing a bang-up job there, buddy.
Yeah. Been itching to get myself on here for a minute. Say hi, hang out.
Oh, yeah, that's all good, though. I'd like to first preface the show by stating that we have finally, after long last, brought back a work-in-progress version of the Furry Raiders website, circa... Well, today.
Ah, yes. It's wonderful.
I know, isn't it?
Still working on the store a little bit. And, of course, over time, we're going to add more details and pages when it comes to events and pictures and stuff like that. But right now, it is online.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot more information that we can add. You'll be able to have easy, quick access to listen to the podcast on a whim. And you'll also be able to, you know... relive the stories through our eyes, because goodness knows I have to churn out a good few of them.
It's a team effort. Come on.
I know you. Yeah, everything adds up. But hey, on a little kind of a side note, we'll also be able to, you know, pumping out actual merchandise, the stuff you guys want, the stuff you need.
Yay!
Because I know we've been getting the question, you know, the time old question again and again. Hey, where are the armbands?
Wow, bunch of bigots.
They are a popular item. What can I say?
The rainbow armbands are the best.
Oh, I can safely disclose that I've seen the rainbow fabric that's used to make them.
Well, I'm still lobbying for my own custom one. Well, let's see how that goes.
Oh, it just depends on when I actually get the equipment.
Okay.
should come soon, though. But we have full faith in you, you know, making them and making them good.
Aw.
And I'm literally paying for it through my nose to send it to you.
At least they got the machines.
Hey, it's all good.
All in good time.
Definitely.
I'll make progress, slow but sure, but at least it's progress all the same. Good kind of progress. So.
Well, I mean, some progress isn't beneficial to any form of society, which we'll be going over today.
Yes.
Oh, tell me about it.
That's going to be interesting.
And by that, we're going to see about the greatest abomination of animation ever. And I'm sure you've seen this, and I'm sure we've got to, and I know we have to catch up on this, but this is definitely something we as furries, have to talk about.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes,
beautiful
yes,
CGI,
yes.
I have to admit that.
No. No, it isn't.
Horrifying.
There are several things wrong with this trailer. Might I just say, have you guys ever seen that movie Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers?
No, actually.
Well, Mike Myers dressed up just like these guys do, except it was a live action and not animated. It was a very terrible movie, but this movie kind of reminds me of that, except in a much more uncanny valley kind of nightmare fuel type of way.
Yeah,
they have human noses.
This trailer is nightmare fuel on so many levels.
So when I was watching this, they look like the Nikos in Second Life. I believe that's how you pronounce them.
Nikos, yes. But dude, even the weebs hate the design of this thing. It's abominable.
Everyone does.
A few of the places I hang out on Second Life, if you've got one of these avatars, I have to hit the eject button. The person to change their avatar, or I have to boot.
I've
are not welcome.
Seen people on Twitter who are like, you know, what the movie would look like if a you know actual furry did this or anything, or anyone who had any you know actual idea of what they were going to do with something like this.
Well, no, like it looks like they don't even know what they're doing because it almost like it looks anthropomorphic. But at the same time, you have like
it's too human-y.
It's too human-y, yeah. Like it's way too.
Yeah. But I've seen like they took like an image and they changed the whole character looks. You know, actually anthropomorphized the person rather than just being like here's cat ears on a human body.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do in those ridiculous musicals. I'm not a fan of the actual series at all, but. Yeah. It just looks like they're taking the musical and putting it on the cinema screen.
Yeah, an interesting thing about that, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Cats the musical where they don't talk at all during the entire musical?
No clue. They do sing.
They sing. I don't think there's any actual dialogue as far as I'm aware. That might be another play that I'm thinking of.
You know that doesn't sell movies, so there has to be dialogue.
They have to do something, but hold on. I'm going to actually look this up right now because I'm pretty sure I've heard something about that, whether it might be Cats or some other weird, like, edgy kind of a Broadway play where they don't actually talk. They kind of just go with the music. It might have been Cats. I don't know.
I mean, look, you could say a million things wrong about the design of it too, but goddamn, they did the Neko thing so wrong on many levels.
Like, they tried going halfway, but in fact went one step farther than half and tried to go backwards without removing anything, and no.
The wheels just fell.
Oh, look.
They fell hard. I mean, this is, it's really creepy. If you actually watch the trailer and see, like, their scale, they're supposed to be the size of actual cats. Like, they're only about 1 to 2 feet tall, but they look like humans proportionally, and they're dancing around large furniture. Like, it just looks out of place, man. It just looks freaking weird.
It sounds wrong.
Yeah, and
yeah,
dude, this thing right here is ripe for that meme potential. Like, one hand weaves, one hand furries, and then in the middle, like, making fun of the Cats movie designs.
Yes, that's the meme. All of humanity, furries making fun of the Cats movie.
Has anyone actually pushed this onto the furry community itself, or just
we reacted to it though? The Wyvern community at large—that's what they did.
And typically, whenever there is a new anthropomorphic movie out, furries typically tend to get on that and are like always, you know, talking about it. And in this case, it seems like much of the community is kind of concerned, rightfully so.
Yeah. And then they did say,
this needs to not happen. This needs to cease to exist.
Nobody asked for this. I know.
You know what this is reminding me of?
What?
The Sonic movie.
Hey, I know we give the Sonic movie so much crap because of the designs. I know we've done that too. We give the Sonic movie so much for other things too, like having Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but I don't know. This might be worse, guys.
I think cats just went out and said, like, hold my catnip.
Oh my god, there's the scene in the trailer where the cat who plays, or Taylor Swift, who plays like this white cat, actually has a cup of catnip and sprays it on someone. It's like a 1 second scene, but it's in the trailer. Yeah, it's messed up. I guess it's like their drug or whatever. But, okay, so I did look this up, and it turns out Cats the Musical is called a sung through. So there's no actual dialogue, it's all just song. How they're going to make this into a movie is beyond my comprehension.
Hey.
Well, look, Cats has been around for a few decades now, at least on
on Broadway.
Scene thing.
Yeah.
But for them to move this to a movie, it's not too far-fetched. You're going to have the fans of the actual Cats really get into this. I'm going to be surprised if there isn't someone that decides to get up off their ass and say, this is a horrible movie, blah, blah, and being a fan of the actual genre. But for the rest of the world, it's just not the thing. Oh, Universal? Oh, wait, I can understand.
I don't know. There is a difference, though, because when it comes to the original Cats play, they used the style of the time when it came out, like in the 80s. So all the cat characters, they were dressed up in like 80s glam rock type of thing. Now, it's not even
stylized
like that.
They're all freaking naked and stuff with raw, like digital fur, as they quote unquote described it.
Yes, but it doesn't even look like digital fur in 90% of the scenes.
No, Joe, yeah. That's a good point.
It looks like someone's wearing tights.
Some of them do have clothes on. Some of them have clothes on, some of them don't.
Yeah, in the trailer, some of them are wearing, you know, like, clothes and hats and everything else.
Yeah.
But some of them aren't.
But,
so it's like, where's the boundary there?
Yeah. So, now let's get to the final verdict of what the furry community thinks about it. I hate it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, other tweets, too. For once, as a furry, I would rather burn these fucking things.
You couldn't pay me to watch the movie.
You could probably pay me to watch the movie, but it would be very, very expensive for the someone.
Looks like Jim Cody said something about it.
Yeah, yeah. Even he said, like, I've watched a lot of scary movies.
But... And he's an animator, too, so I'm sure he's doubly offended by this.
I mean, live action versus traditional animation? Come on, who's going to win?
But it's not even live action. Like, it's a live action plus creepy CGI, almost like an Avatar thing. Like, it's weird. It just... I don't know. I had a lot more hopes with Lion King, but that... Oh, my goodness. I don't even...
Like, if you're going to go and make a basically entirely CGI movie... You could at least do, like, digigrade legs or something.
Right? I know.
That would make this so much less creepy.
Oh, I think the creepiest part was right when the trailer started. It shows the cats running on all fours, and then they stand up, and you're like, wait, what? Are you bipedal?
I mean, there are cats that do
what?
That, but...
Like, it's you don't even like, know what they are.
Why?
I've seen cats stand up on their hind legs before. It's not unusual.
No, like it showed like a group of them like running on all fours like by a fence or something, and then they stood up, and then it looked like a girl. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what planet is this?
It's androgynous because it doesn't have any features.
Sounds like my mother's
I think that's why people don't like it, is because like 90% of the scenes, they're all androgynous, and you're just like, eh?
That's not, That's not even my problem. My problem is they don't even look like creatures that could exist on any reality that I could comprehend.
Yeah, it looks like a person
they don't
look like a cat face wearing tights.
Yeah, like they don't look like humans. They don't look like furries. They're just nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And here's another piece of nightmare fuel as well to add to the whole cats, you know, cats dumpster fire.
Oh, God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh.
Media claims fans outraged over quote-unquote whitewashing of Cats actress Francesca Hayward based on handful of tweets.
What?
And this is all over the whitewashing because Francesca Hayward is a half Kenyan woman and it was put in the body of a white cat with white fur.
What the? People, who the hell is actually offended by this?
Like, honestly, she looks white.
The New York Post did.
I'm offended that people are offended.
See, this is what internet trolls are all about. Take something that's literally the useless, pointless piece of crap and make something of it.
You know what? I bet I can make so much money by
because
making up all these satire articles pretending I'm offended by everything. Ugh, Jesus.
I mean, when you go and give someone a role in a movie, they may or may not be in, that is a CGI movie, they may or may not be, you know, racially correct because they're in a CGI fantasy universe.
Also, it's a cat.
So, what's next? People are going to get butt hurt over age?
Then
probably.
Well,
like old people playing young people who all of a sudden cause Twitter to basically explode.
Actually, this is the wrong kind of race swapping. Remember? That then again, can you honestly ascribe a race to a, you know, a non-human character?
I mean, breeds, but it's not, that's not what this is. This is stupid. Come on. Why?
I saw the trailer, I'm going to be honest, my brain just turned off. I'm just like, nope, done. Bye.
Yeah.
Just pour gasoline on the movie and call it a day, huh?
Gasoline on the entire movie studio.
Here's the crazy thing.
Okay, whoa. You're jumping ahead of it. Hey. Anyway.
Well, for me, what would be more interesting right now is for me to play with a calculator from the mid-70s.
That's what I'm doing. They have a lot of talented people in this movie, too. Like Ian McAllen, or however you say his name. You know, Gandalf is in this. Taylor Swift. Like, they have some big names here.
Idris Elba and some others, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, like some big musical people in this. So what they could have done is, I don't know, perhaps use their massive budget on a better CGI, perhaps, and not scare everyone away.
Yeah, that would have been great instead of getting, you know, all these gigantic names.
Okay, now I'm just curious.
Get a CGI artist who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I want to ask the people in the comments right now, do you guys, if you've seen this trailer, do you think it's good looking or bad looking? Clearly,
right.
We do have an opinion about this, but I'm just curious.
You can definitely also, like, well, you can probably pop in and see the main chats as well. But on a side note, though, let's go read some live comments.
Yeah,
Native Rabbit Natsu says, as a Native American, I'm offended by the lack of Native American representation in a movie about nightmarish CGI abomination. Haha, XD.
okay.
Let's get him a cat with, you know, red fur, like the Washington Redskins.
Yes, and he has a feather in his hat, too. Or, like, attached to him somehow.
A feathery headdress.
Yes,
I
can
just
imagine
Twitter exploding over that one.
Hey, representation.
I mean, someone, like, laughs at something that someone's taking serious, Twitter explodes. Assuming they have enough followers.
Well, you could say that would be cultural appropriation. Okay.
Oh, he also says, you know, I need a purple armband. Send me one for free. I'll do rabbit things for it. Haha, XD.
For free? That's not how capitalism works.
I don't think I even have purple.
I don't know about you all.
I think you do.
I'm getting one, though.
Yeah, we do. We have purple, yellow, blue.
Oh, okay.
Red. Classic red. Gray.
Rainbow.
Well, that was wearing a gray on. And then, yeah, we get the rainbow ones.
And maybe the candy corn one day. Excuse me.
Pipe dreams, man. Pipe dreams.
Wouldn't that just be yellow?
Nope.
Yellow, orange, everything in between.
Never mind. I'll show you later.
right. Anyway, so let's go move on to some hopefully better-ish movies that have come out in the past week, month or so. Because good God, we need... This is why I titled it Eye Burning.
God.
Yes. So... Now, what's up, though? Lion King 2019. I know Avira...
No, stop
it. ...is feeling heartbroken now.
You know, because on the past, like, 3 or 6 podcasts we've been on, I always mentioned The Lion King and how I was so hyped for it. I'm like, no, it's going to be good. I have high hopes. I'm holding out. I think they could make it right. And then it was just kind of, meh.
It's Disney live action. You didn't pay attention to the history?
It looked like a... No, but it's Lion King, though. Come on.
I mean, that... Dude, there's a meme passing or circulating around that says Simba's expression in the live-action Lion King and everything is just blank.
It looks the same. Because that's, like... They were lazy, I think, with the animation when it came to, like, animating their mouths. Because it looks like photorealistic animals. And the problem with that is you can't translate cartoons to realism like this. Okay, so for example, when Simba was singing I Just Can't Wait to Be King, you know, he stomped on the ground and the entire background color changed to like vibrant reds. You can't really do that with real animals that it looks like are being filmed in like Africa. Like, you just can't. You can't have an animal pyramid spinning around and singing as Simba jumps on the anteaters. Like, no, that's not going to happen. So they either had to dumb it down, or they had to just change the whole song entirely and lose its charm.
It's just jarring to see it like that.
They could have just done just a little tiny little bit of, you know, graphical enhancement to give them, like, you know, the usual Lion King eyes and mouth, and it would have been perfectly fine on the characters.
Well, fine. Give me an example where... Sorry.
Let's crash and burn this train, tricking right into a brick wall, because we don't know anything of what we're doing.
Since when has Disney done a live action movie recently that's been good?
That's a good question.
There's been a good one. When?
I'm thinking. There's got to be one.
There's something else, but in Australia, they are really milking this Lion King movie. If you go to Woolworths and you spend $30, they give you a little, it's like a finger puppet thing, or you stick it on top of your pencil.
Oh, and yeah.
They are really strict on this. You have to spend $30, or for every $30, you get one.
What?
And Disney have done this before, except previously the Woolworths staff have been a bit more liberal by handing out, is that the correct term? Or they just, oh, okay. So you spent like 3. We'll give you 4.
Hmm.
Okay.
But now it's like no, no, no. They even sign the receipt.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I was. I don't know. Like, I really thought that this movie was going to be good, and it's not terrible. For instance, if you never saw the original Lion King, you just saw this as like a standalone film, you'd probably think, oh wow, that's pretty cool, you know, it looks good, graphics are nice and everything, it's a cool story. But if you saw the original and then this, then you'd be like, oh,
I don't think I will.
Where's the heart? Where's like the emotion in this?
I think the original is good enough
because
for me.
You not literally in all the scenes where there's supposed to be this big emotional punch, there's nothing because there's no faces on the animals. You're just like,
no.
You're left to grasp at your own emotion during it.
Exactly. It looks like someone just went to like the savannah and was photographing just lions in their natural habitat.
Oh.
And oh my god, emotional scenes, but they're just staring at you.
Sorry, but I can't imagine. I keep imagining a mouse with a giant ass kitchen knife cutting the heart out of this movie.
You know, Speaking of which, The Lion King did get, you know, was kind of in a political wave to a certain degree. Because when I actually popped open news, yes, this happened. The Washington Post publishes OP ed claiming that The Lion King is a quote-unquote fascistic story.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, technically, kinda. But
I mean, and? Literally, The Lion King was originally made to basically be anti-fascist.
I mean, it does support, like, monarchy and stuff. It's not fascism, but that's not the whole point.
Well, I mean, Scar was, you know, put in as this horrible person because it was basically to represent Nazis and all that other stuff. Because that's the time it was written.
They get so... They make these crazy takes by saying, you know, predator-prey relationships to allegorize human power. And they think that basically aligns with the white supremacist worldview. Which movie does that remind you of? God forbid, do they want to call Zootopia a white supremacist movie?
Of course they do. Why not? Why not? Oh my god, and who's the mayor of Zootopia? He's a lion! Uh-oh. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, but what was the main villain of the movie? A sheep.
Yeah, but Mayor Lionheart wasn't necessarily a saint.
Oh my goodness. There's also, it goes on to some babbling with some crazy stuff. It says, Pride Rock is a kind of Trump Tower for the African savannah.
Oh my god. Who the...
This is when you know that a newspaper or whoever is writing this has lost their mind.
I feel like I could do this. I could make like a joke article and people are going to believe it.
And you'd like, probably get like 30 million likes because that's probably all that news is anymore.
But I feel, well, first I have to lose like 30 brain cells and then I'll get writing. Good lord.
I have another movie for sure too later.
Did anyone see The Lion King?
No, I'm intending to see it myself though just to find out how bad it is.
I don't think I will.
I mean, the graphics are really, really good, and they kept most of the songs, but a lot of the criticism that people are saying about it is that it's basically a shot-for-shot reenactment of the original cartoon without any of the pizzazz that it used to have. And I kind of see that.
Oh, you know, God.
Less emotion, less colors, less vibrancy, you know, less excitement, really. But it's virtually shot-for-shot for the original, like 95% of it. Except they chopped out a couple parts. Yeah.
But other than that, though, other than The Lion King, though, just before we kind of transition a couple other little things as well, like, because there's a lot of movies we want to cover in this time slot. Here's the kind of thing I was just basically sent to my inbox. Just to, you know, goggle it out. Let me see if I can... Actually, no, never mind. It's a Telegram thing, but at least it's... Actually, no. But anyway, I'll share that later. But there's another movie that's been making the rounds, causing crazy reactions, because now Marvel has gone on board by wanting to, you know, replace all superheroes with women.
Who's Marvel owned by? Because they're owned by some... like
Disney.
Marvel's owned by Disney.
As soon as that transaction took place, they signed their own death certificate. So
I mean,
same thing with Star Wars.
Yeah.
With the kitchen knife.
Disney crashed Star Wars into the ground like a tricking supersonic plane going nose first.
Here's a good thing. I managed to find a tweet that pretty much summarizes that what their whole shtick is about at the moment. Though, let's see here. Share this up. If the future is female, why do they need old franchises?
So basically, why are they turning original Ghostbusters into an all-female movie? Or why are they making...
Star Wars. Because they need a stepping stone.
Or Doctor Who. They're making, you know, the original Doctor a woman now, and that failed, unfortunately.
They did that about a decade ago.
I mean, look, I'm not, like, sexist or anything, but this is really too much. You know, I think everyone kind of realizes this. It's, like, if the actress is good for the job, cool. But don't hire her specifically because she's a woman and you want to get all woke and, oh, we need more women. Like, why? Just, no, you don't need more of anything. You need better actors and better writing.
Comic Relief did a thing where Rowan Atkinson was Doctor Who, and one of the iterations in that, like, 20-minute skit was an actual female doctor.
And it's right. If she was actually good, then... It's just crazy, like, all this, you know, my forced representation,
yeah,
it's not
and,
necessary.
You know, the best example of this is when a female version of 4 came out, and You'll never believe it, though. When they called a female four, they just basically went spastic. No, it's Thor! Get it right!
I mean, they could probably explain that if she was from, like, a parallel universe or something.
In one of the early cartoons I watched of Thor, but one of the early Marvel cartoons, he actually had a female Thor, except it wasn't Thor, it was Thor's daughter.
Okay.
That would work.
A sister, too.
Well, sister would work. Actually, no, I think the sister was the one in one of the franchises, that one of the movies that crushed the Mjolnir.
Yeah, she was like a villain or something.
Yeah, but they could still have, another sister. The daughter idea actually sounded really good, to be honest.
Yeah, they could do that. Logan actually took that idea and was pretty successful.
And as well, the not-so-funny reality kind of is as well. Like, some people, when they announced the female four, they basically just decided to brag. We're going to wipe out every pale, male, and stale superhero.
Did they actually say that?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
they did.
That's
no.
Scary. Like,
no.
That really sounds freaking racist. Like, oh my god. That's ridiculous, man.
I think that's just on a whole, new level. It shouldn't be on.
That reminds me, I need to go buy Anita Battle Angel on Blu-ray or DVD.
Yeah, buy Anita Battle Angel. That's the movie that they hate because freaking, that's how you write a woman lead character.
I watched that movie and I liked it.
Yeah, I heard really good things about that.
The eyes were freaky, but everything else was actually really good. It seemed more like an original story than, I mean, shit. I've not seen anything like that for years.
Yeah.
Yep, I can also advocate buying Elite Battle Angel.
Awesome.
But, you know...
Is anyone...
Go on.
I was going to say, I was going to ask if anyone's ever heard of a certain movie that's going to be coming out soon. Gemini Man? Have you heard of the movie called The Gemini Man?
Nope.
No.
It's coming out October 11th, and it's featuring Will Smith.
Okay.
And it's actually supposed to be proven to be revolutionary to filming.
What, like technology-wise?
Yeah, it's apparently attempting a once thought to be impossible feat, and it is... it's pretty much Will Smith facing off against a younger version of himself.
Oh, it's basically FaceApp the movie.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It's supposed to be like this action-packed. It says, Ang Lee's Gemini Man visual effects could prove revolutionary.
Oh, so are they going to do something like what they did with Leia in Star Wars? Like where they make her look younger? But they're actually going to have the real actor fight against that person? Ooh.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's like. Like, if you could get even the trailer was, super good.
I've never even heard of that. Sounds, pretty interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the description for the movie?
Sure.
Just keep it brief and so on.
Yeah, no. It's pretty much he's an elite assassin who's a target of a mysterious operative who's able to seemingly predict his every move. But to his horror, he soon realizes that the man who's trying to kill him is a younger, faster, and cloned version of himself.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, so kind of like I said,
Yeah.
FaceApp the movie.
This kind of sounds familiar, like with time travelers.
Hmm. Yeah, but then again,
only so many time travel movies you can make before they all start sounding familiar.
Yeah, but there's also other good movies too coming out as well. Top Gun Maverick. That's on the cards.
Tom Cruise has kind of lost it with me, to be honest.
I don't know, man. He has to beat Justin Bieber in a fight.
Oh no!
Unfair comparison. Justin Bieber is a flipping nut job. Oh wait, I get your point.
I haven't heard much about him lately. Who knows what he's doing? Maybe he's in jail. I don't know.
Most likely knowing him. His track record.
Yeah, who knows?
So I have a couple of little things as well with the live comments. Middlesex account. Lion King was terrible. Seth Rogen can't sing. Beyonce adds two notes for every original note and the rest are fine, but it sounds like karaoke over Animal Planet.
Oh, that's right. Beyonce was in it too.
Remember, we had the Donald Glover who sang This Is America as well on the cast.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, he's a
Oh, yeah, like, This Is the Lion King!
And Seth Rogen, no, he can't sing at all.
I can't. Yeah, somebody's probably going to make that song. But hey. Oh, a couple other things. Ziggy says, Will Art for armband.
Oh?
That's a good trade.
Who says that?
Ziggy Wolf. Ooh, oh, maybe he's in the chat, but hey.
Message me on Telegram.
Alright. Well, you got your work cut out for you, Noble. When the thing comes around.
Yeah, it's sitting there and seeing whether or not my idea about tracing out the lines to do all the cutting and sewing are going to be easier.
Don't you worry. Oh, and one last thing before we finally transition out of the movie topic, because it's been a long drag. Yeah. You go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I screwed up the screen share in a minute. Yeah, there we go. When you hire furry artists to do cats.
You see, if they made it animated like that, that's fine. They actually have, you know, cat-like features and whiskers.
And actually make it the Anthro aesthetic.
I know. That looks better.
Dude, even Nekos have features that make them definitively female.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like, the entire movie is just androgynous creatures.
Yeah. But hey.
Because there's no defining features, which probably is, like, one of the big creep-outs that I have with it. It's just, like, they all look the same.
So, well, that's... The next kind of item is going to be a bigger diversion this time. Well, considering now... Train wreck. Yeah. But still, nonetheless, though. Disney investor thinks it should acquire Activision Blizzard.
I see.
Why not? They've only killed everything they've touched.
And
there,
you know,
there is a reason.
Yeah. And Activision and Blizzard aren't exactly holding up too well, although some may digress, you know. Okay, don't at me. Don't at me for this, but you know.
They're going down the drain. Studio enough money, especially if they're like struggling or they're new. You offer them enough money, they're going to be like, "Yep, you can have it."
Well, right now, Activision pretty much only has three active titles under its jurisdiction: it's Crash, Spyro the Dragon, and Call of Duty. They're really banking on the third one, Call of Duty, for sure. But because that went sales didn't go so well last release. Their stock has been plummeting for at least the past 8 months, possibly longer.
Right, and well, that's the only cash cow they've got.
But it's still a good potential, though. Like, if you own Call of Duty, like, you know you can bounce back.
Yeah, as long
and
as
if
it's...
you come up with an original, like, design, an original thing.
Yeah, and look at it as well like this, remember? There's two interested buyers as well for Activision Blizzard, Disney and Apple.
Oh. It gets worse and worse.
Shoot yourself in the heart or shoot yourself in the head. Make your choice.
Pretty much. I mean, either at way. Least it's like playing Russian roulette at the moment, though. But
Russian
just imagine
roulette with all the chambers loaded.
If one of these two were to get a hold of Activision's intellectual properties, God forbid that they will turn it into something, you know, quite abominable, wouldn't they?
Not my Spyro.
Hashtag not my Spyro. Hashtag not my Crash.
No.
To be fair, I wish that the EA franchise would have just died a long time ago.
Yeah. Something I agree on.
That's one giant that I don't think will ever topple.
I believe Apple should take over Activision.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I believe it should be Apple.
I was thinking that too. I was just wondering what your reasons were.
Well, they're a sinking ship. What do you expect? Apple is pretty much going to be able to prop them up for as long as they want. Disney,
they're both too damn powerful for their boots, we know. But
Disney is borderline monopolized.
I think so, yeah.
But they're so large now that you can't take them down. That's the problem.
They have their hands in everything. Franchises, media, games. Like, it's really scary, actually. Just how large Disney actually is.
Considering how long they've been around.
Yeah.
Creator. I mean, this.
But in today's current year, it seems like Disney is ruining everything they touch. So maybe it's probably best that Apple maybe...
You'd say it's the lesser of two evils.
I suppose, I know, I'd prefer neither of them, but I guess if you had to give me a choice, probably Apple.
Hey, I mean, at least that way we'll get Crash, Spyro, and Call of Duty on Max a lot easier.
Yeah, that's a plus.
We could get a new console.
Wasn't Google talking about that?
Yeah, Google was trying that, but the Stadia, wow, what a shit show that turned out to be.
It was pretty bad, I know.
It's like they want to be freaking... What do you want to try and do? Be Netflix for video games? No! We have a set-top box.
A lot of the modern ideas for people, like, they work in theory and in certain environments, but overall it just won't work.
But hey, on the plus side though, if Apple buys it though, when can we get a Call of Duty themed, you know, giant apple cheese grater? Remember that giant Mac Pro?
Oh, yes.
$8,999.99, sure.
But it's modular.
Yeah, and you can play all the Call of Duties effortlessly.
Small modules, $9,000. You gotta remember that.
Yeah, you get the best Call of Duty experience ever. Oh. What's not to love? Only if you got the money, though. But
of course, yeah.
But hey, on that same kind of token as well, you got to consider, this isn't just Activision they're buying; they're buying Activision Blizzard.
Right. Well, didn't Blizzard merge with Activision a while
ago? They did ages ago,
and that was to save their own bacon too.
And you got to remember, under Blizzard's belt, they have the, you know, some of the most amazing, you know, the intellectual properties that gamers really are hooked into: Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo.
Diablo's good.
You mean the mobile version?
Hey! You think how much are you gonna bet that Apple might do Diablo Immortal on mobile any justice if Apple were to acquire Active Blizzard?
They would only do it on mobile.
Only for iPhones and iPads and exclusively on Apple's store.
Oh, God.
See, I can just imagine after all this sort of debacle, another gaming company, like a bunch of ad hoc creators getting together and making their own company.
No.
I mean, the investment would just pour in if they had the right... kind of social media presence.
I mean, we had like ex-Diablo developers, you know, make their own Diablo-ish games to be better. Like Torchlight was made by some ex-Diablo devs. So we might see. I mean, there's definitely a case of splintering as well.
But like the same thing happened way back when with Call of Duty, or not Call of Duty, Command and Conquer Generals 2. It was basically an independent studio that was created by old Command & Conquer developers that EA was like, sure, you're making this, and we'll let you... Oh, we bought your company. Oh, we trashed your game. People don't like it. Now we're going to close your studio and forget about your project.
Yes. And you know what scares me about Disney? What was that game? It's either Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts, where they have all
Kingdom
the Disney
Hots.
Characters.
Okay. Kingdom Hearts.
Can you imagine Spyro the Dragon going on, like, adventures with Winnie the fucking Pooh?
Ew. That is horrible.
I mean, in theory, you would fit together until Spyro's like, I shoot fire. And then everything devolves into chaos.
Oh, no. I didn't know he could shoot fire there, Tigger.
Oh, can you imagine as well? What? How are they going to understand Crash Bandicoot, the Disney characters, though?
Whoa! Oh, God. I don't know. And then they throw in all the random anime people with their giant swords. Shit just gets out of hand.
Fan fancy there. I mean, if Activision's going to have to make the greatest crossover meme with Square Enix.
Call of Duty guys jump out of the helicopters above them. All right, we enter the magic forest. Let's go.
Nope, you send them. That's when you send in the Square Enix guys in Final Fantasy.
Oh, it'd just be a hot mess. But now I kind of want to see it. Oh wait, no, I don't.
But hey, I mean, all in all, though, just imagine the very prospective idea as well. If Disney were to acquire World of Warcraft.
No.
Oh God. Well, I don't play it, so I wouldn't care. But I know somebody raged on it a lot.
Why does that trigger me in so many different areas? My mind is just screaming right now.
It makes me wonder what games would be killed off if Disney actually took over.
Or how they would change, too.
Call of Duty would turn into even more of a bigger shit show than it already is.
My hope would be if Mapple took over the company, or companies, they'd try to reboot all the franchises.
Well, I imagine the new expansion pack for World of Warcraft would be the Magic Kingdom, featuring Mickey's castle, of course. And you go there, you know, meet all the princesses and go on quests, and that'd be all right.
Feel sorry for any poor bastard that has to be an official Disney character.
I think as well, and
have
you know,
a magical
as well as,
day.
Yeah, I mean, Overwatch characters cosplaying as Disney.
Your soul is vampired out of you the second that you sign on that dotted line.
Disney's going too far. They're going way too far.
Oh, but I digress, though. I think, remember as well, like, even if they did get bought out, though, you know, they thrive on so much on the online community, and, you know, Blizzard... Overwatch has gone full cuck on the online community that they censor anybody who does remotely anything offensive.
Do you remember how much this purchase would potentially cost Disney if they tried to do this?
Nope.
Because I know for Star Wars it was about 4.1 or 4.4 billion that they spent on it just to get the rights for it. I'm not sure if they
Does Disney care?
They should if they want to be profitable.
But when you say profitable, are you referring to profit within the next 12 months or following decade?
I would say following decade or so, maybe 5 years.
That's assuming that Disney can even hold down Activision Blizzard.
Yeah. Well, they did acquire Star Wars for about four.
They did acquire
billion,
them, yeah.
But they did make...
No, but they're driving Star Wars to the ground. And I know.
That's why it's not a good investment.
Oh, $13.2 billion.
You know, like lightsaber making thing to a bunch of their Disney World places, so you can build your own lightsaber for like $50. And if that costs, you know, $10 in materials, they're making $40 per lightsaber. And think of all the Star Wars fans who want to make their own lightsaber.
Well, you got to also add in the cost of the venue itself, the staff hired to help assist people with manufacturing the lightsaber.
Beowulf, I'm sorry to tell you.
Disney $10.
No, it's more than that. It cost at least $200 to make your own lightsaber. I saw a video on it. Oh, it was so disappointing. Yeah, it cost
like
$200.
If you want like the actual combat-ready lightsabers, like the super nice LED ones, those are like $1,000 a piece for, you know, professionally made ones.
Cool.
Disney's probably just making really cheap, crappy ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple of little things there, like crazy live comments as well. Let's see. Could you imagine the new Simba teaming up with Rey, Call of Duty Magical Warfare?
Oh.
Now, the cub Simba or the adult Simba?
Oh, good question. But the thing is, though, it's live action, so it's not immersion breaker.
Probably adult Simba, because he's more tapped into that whole magic of the ancestors.
And by hey.
Oh, what were you saying before about 13.7 billion?
13.2 billion dollars to buy Activision. The second biggest purchase since them buying 20th Century Fox for $71
billion. $71 billion? What the heck?
Yeah, but then you own, you know, a news agency that you can show your own stuff on basically for free other than the operating costs. Instead of having to pay royalties out to all the different news agencies and stuff, you're just like, okay, we're just going to broadcast on XYZ now.
That's just a stupid amount of money. I mean,
yeah, but that's Disney. That's like pocket change to Disney, I'm sure.
That's scary. People could like rule the world if they wanted.
They already do.
I know.
There already are several people who rule the world. One of them is the smallest country in the world.
Okay. You mean Monaco. Monaco doesn't rule the world. Or Vatican?
No, the Vatican. Vatican could. Vatican. They're the richest entity in the face of the planet.
That's nice.
That's so much money. $71 billion fucking dollars.
Just to buy Fox News. I mean, like, really? That's kind of weird.
Well, it was to buy Fox News and all their subsidiaries.
Like, Star Wars, everything came with it.
Simpsons, Family Guy.
Yeah. Oh, you know, a couple of little things as well. Like, you know, when you sort of, just to kind of wrap this up as well, can Disney and, you know, and the Warcraft guys, like orcs wearing Disney stuff, Disney, you know, Mickey Mouse ears, just shudder the thought.
That could be a good poster. Under new ownership.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
let's go on a raid.
God damn. But in that sense, though, you think we've got enough time just to briefly kind of touch on what you kind of wanted to, you know, nominate that was kind of, you know, blowing up the news cycle?
Perhaps a little bit. So, as you guys know, the Mayhem community has quite an influence upon our social commentary on the world. Just over the past couple of days, a trans rights activist, who's called Jessica Yavin, went into a female salon and demanded that, you know, they give her a waxing for her genitals, and she does not have female genitals. And so, she complained against civil rights and discrimination and got this entire business shut down. This happened in Canada.
Apparently, God! I mean, if Mikhail were here, he would give him an earful, considering that the Canadian news has been kind of silent about this too.
Well, they are, and there's a few reasons.
That's because they have to hide their agenda.
Oh, it gets worse. It gets way worse. So it turns out the business that this trans activist person got shut down was a Brazilian immigrant who was just starting out her business and didn't have the qualifications to wax male genitalia and told this individual to leave.
Aww.
And so, yeah. And then they got shut down because of discrimination. Now, I don't want to see this sprinkle into America, but I think it's already happening in some unfortunate...
Hang on. When you say weren't qualified, can you define that a little bit better?
Well, when you open up a salon, you have to go through certain courses to be able to handle people's bodies when it comes to either anatomy or, like, you know, kind of like a barbershop. Like, you have to know how to handle hair and stuff, for removal. And this individual who owned the salon was only qualified to wax females. You know, they have a certification for it, and they have a legitimate business license. Now, in order to have, or to do that same thing with men, it requires a different skill set, which that individual didn't have.
Right.
And so this person claiming to be a woman walks in and says, "Hey, can you wax my balls?" And it's like, no, I can't.
Because I do not have the certification to do so and could be, you know, fined for doing so.
Well, that would be the logical conclusion, right?
It's the same as complaining and getting an electrician shut down, you know, completely killed off in the business community because they refused to change the washer in your tap.
Yeah, it's going to some place for a completely different thing. But of course, now this person did this many times, though. They were looking for trouble.
It's, right. Yeah. This thing's going on with not necessarily this exact thing, but a baker in Colorado won't bake, you know, lesbian couples cakes or, you know, trans people cakes because it's against his religious beliefs. And it's gone to the Supreme Court, and the people who tried to sue him for it lost. And then people keep trying to sue him. And it's like, is this guy the only baker in Colorado?
That's why
making great cakes, but it's like he told you politely, no, I will not make this because it is against my beliefs, and then you throw a fit about it and sue him.
Mm-hmm. And in that case, it's the same kind of situation in Canada, because like he's not selling a product, he's selling his own services, his time, his skills to make that product.
It's legitimately just beyond dumbfounding to me. What are these people doing?
What they're doing is they want to be activists. They want to be the virtuous people that shut down all the bigots and win the culture war.
Yeah, but they're picking on religion now.
Being socialists. They're basically being socialists so that the government will control everything.
Jeez.
Because that's the only way socialism works, is if you have a large government that controls everything.
Yeah. But, you know, other than that, though, there's a couple of little interesting things as well as the whole, you know, the Brazilian thing case.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, there was the racism rose, too, because these were Indian people, like people from India, that she was going for.
The salon was owned by a Brazilian woman.
There's some other Indians, too, as well, like, who were working.
Oh, that are employees there? Yeah.
But...
So, another interesting characteristic about this trans activist, Miss Yadin, is that she wanted to host a pool party in late June for 12 to 24-year-olds without parental consent. Or, I'm sorry, no, she made it...
I mean, except that she said, and she framed it in such a way, it says, for the safety of the attendees, parents and guardians are strictly forbidden.
Yes.
All
the parents and guardians to sign their kids over to her and let them be in her pool party.
That sounds wrong.
That sounds fucking disgusting. Yeah, it does. And it's people like that that make the LGBTQI, whatever the heck, alphabet community look bad. Because there's creeps like this that they don't call out.
And people like, just sign into it.
They don't
want to
call out because then they're like, oh, we have to moderate ourselves. We can't, you know, we can't trust people to be good people. We have to moderate ourselves, which they don't want to do that because that would involve working themselves. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that. We just want to have everyone bend to our will.
I know, and that's not productive because this is clearly a predator going after kids and going after businesses for the sake of trans rights.
And then potential predator.
Potential. I
feel like I'd be a predator.
I feel like it's a little predatory.
I believe it would be slanderous to say that. You have to wait until after the actual fact.
All right, well, call me slanderous then. I think hosting a pool party for underage teens is kind of messed up. Especially when you specifically don't want their parents to be there with you and you're a grown adult.
I agree with you on that.
I don't even know if it's going to happen, but hey, we'll see if it does. Maybe we'll do a little update video next week. Scary stuff. And, of course, Twitter exploded over this. How dare you? Trans activists. Discrimination everywhere. It's like, guys, that's not what's happening here.
But by goodness, though. I mean, if bakeries were so last year, now waxed, you know...
Wax
beauty,
salons,
you know,
this
beauty
year.
Salons are just here.
And here's the thing. If it was a transgender individual and they went through the surgery and they could potentially...
It would be perfectly fine, I'm sure.
That's okay. You know, if you have the parts, you got the parts. If you don't force women who are not qualified to do so and make them feel uncomfortable.
Getting a company... Well, the thing is, this salon would have been in a situation where they were set up to fail. because they couldn't do it legally without getting into trouble if caught. And quite obviously, the person intended to give him shutdown anyway.
They did, yeah.
So
yeah, that was their entire purpose for the visit, but nobody cares about that.
To me, it seems more like a racial attack. More racist than anything else.
That would make sense.
It's crazy. I mean, poor Canada. I feel so bad for those Canadians.
But
like, there's
hey.
Woke, and then there's Canada woke. You know? Like, there's a scale.
Oh, but hey, a couple other little things there. Now, just to kind of finalize what we've got, as if we're on, just kind of close to time, live comments. Chip Meme Dink Post says, you have to get reservations for making a lightsaber, going back to the whole Disney thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mentioned that. It costs like $200.
Yeah. What's it called? Native Rabinazu says, wait, does this mean Rey will ride Simba into battle if we had a Call of Duty magical warfare thing?
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
And...
Oh, wait, would Nala be thrown into the Disney? Oh, wait, no, it is Disney.
Yeah, it is a Disney, I mean, after all. Besides, you know, the very prospect of Simba dodging bullets.
Oh, that annoying little Timon.
Catching oh, yeah. Him. Yeah, get the whole Lion King crew up on their asses.
Warthog weaponry.
So, would they be dodging bullets from, like, poachers?
Well, that would basically be the context in which you need to bring Simba into the war.
Of course.
But hey, all's good is, you know, well, I don't say all good because, you know, Disney acquiring Activision. Yeah. But
that would,
the ideas are there. The ideas are there. They'll work some of their own magic and hopefully not crash Activision and Blizzard.
It'd be but, kind of funny if that did happen.
Like two birds with one stone. Freaking rip Activision, you money-grubbing bastards.
Well, look at what that gaming company's done to smaller gaming companies over the last several years.
Oh, it's bad.
Buy them and trash them.
Yeah, and what would happen if they get bought out by Disney or Apple and they get trashed?
But here's the thing. Let's say if you started up your own gaming company with like $10,000 and Disney offered you $1 million to buy it, would you say yes?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too. I would.
No, it really depends on what the actual person's intention for the company is.
Yeah.
If it's to make money, then oh, hell yeah. But no, if they're serious about making games, they'd probably just give them the finger.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. But alas, though, this is kind of where we are for time, though. Any of you guys, one at a time, want to start with any closing statements? Kind of, you know?
Enjoy the little things.
Mm-hmm. For we may not know what they have until they become ruined this year.
That's why I enjoy the little things, the things that don't matter, the things that you can actually take off and just put aside and go...
No. I would say, you know, just enjoy what we had when it was good before they went sour.
Like the Lion King!
hey, Vera, can you... Do you want a shoulder to cry on?
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. All right, I guess this is my final statement. I'll say, well, this was a very fun episode despite some of the depressing and or scary topics that we discussed. And I hope to see you all next week.
What about the other two guys, Beowulf?
Next week, not going to have for me. Week after that, not going to have for me. Week after that, I will be available to give an entire session on my two cons coming up. Along
yeah,
with
because
the,
a freaking the Great American
not,
Con Crawl.
Well, not Great American. I could have gone to, you know, Awu, then I could have gone to Denver, then Megaplex. But, you know, money doesn't exactly happen that way. You know, other than that, I'm looking forward to seeing what other train wrecks happen this following week.
Especially on social media, because that's the best kind of train wreck. When you can just sit back and watch it happen and you mesmerized by it.
God, it's like we need, you know, it's like we need people, you know, our own dedicated, you know, news squad of sorts.
We almost need to do another podcast for a daily thing, just like a daily update on what.
Oh, I would love to bring back
Twitter.
I would love to bring back that sort of thing. But ideas. I mean, after all, we've rebuilt the Raiders website and we're going to make something out of it, so.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah. What about you, Volpe? Anything to close the show with?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no love problem. It. I mean, you kind of want it on, so.
Oh, yeah. I definitely plan on coming back.
My pleasure. But as things always go, this is us for this week. You can always find all our episodes on YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, more to come. And as we transition to some, you know, a new streaming system in the weeks ahead, keep an eye out because, you know, we will still be able to publish out on YouTube and we'll look for a new place to call our home. So, but we are not going anywhere. That's a dead given as long as we are in control. So, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Laters.
Bye-bye.
See ya.